This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. She has served the city for almost two decades, and now she's quitting. Bethel City Attorney Patty Burley has submitted her resignation. Her last day will be August 2nd. 3 months ago, the Bethel City Council fired former city manager Pete Williams. Burley says that played a big part in her decision to leave.
After what happened with the city manager, I wasn't very happy with that. I don't feel that this council's acting in the best interest of the city anymore.
Still, Burley can look back on some major contributions to Bethel over her past 18 years. She's been a part of many projects like the pool, the wind turbines, and rewriting the city's sales tax code.
I'm really proud of that, thanks to some amazing, amazing citizens. Thank God for Bev Hoffman.
And she's optimistic about Bethel's future.
Well, you've still got wonderful people like Lori Strickler. You've got Bill Arnold and Gary Watson. As long as they're still here as the day-to-day, as the backbone of the city, and the council doesn't micromanage them too much, I think the city has a wonderful future.
Burley is moving south to work as an attorney for the Kenai Peninsula Borough. Her eyes light up when talking about it, but there's also trepidation. After all, her whole career so far has been in Bethel. The Bethel City Council will look at ways to replace City Attorney Burley at tonight's regular meeting. Mayor Fred Watson proposes using the same recruitment firm as the one being used to find the next city manager. And while the city attorney's position is vacant, Vice Mayor Raymond Thor Williams proposes contracting out legal services to local attorney Michael Gotti. Also on the agenda, council will consider an alcohol ordinance introduced at the last meeting. Council member Leif Albertson wants to change laws regarding alcohol purchase and consumption. The changes include a 2-bottle-per-day purchasing limit, reduced business hours for liquor stores, and stricter public consumption laws. Tune in to hear the Bethel City Council meeting tonight on KYUK at 6:30 p.m. And a plane crashed on the runway in Bethel yesterday, and there were injuries. Bethel police officers and firefighters arrived at the airport to find a Grant aviation plane on its side and in flames. The plane was arriving from Nelson Island, and Grant Aviation says the crash occurred at 3:05 p.m. The airline hasn't yet determined the cause of the crash. 5 passengers were aboard the plane, plus the pilot. Police reported 3 were taken to the hospital for what are not non-life-threatening injuries. And in political news, the Alaska Senate has a new leader who could bring more political leverage to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Senate President Kathy Geisel made this announcement yesterday at the close of the first day of the second special session.
Senator Hoffman will be the Senate Majority Leader.
Senate President Kathy Geisel appointed Bethel Senator Lyman Hoffman to the position after former Senate Majority Leader Mia Costello did not appear in Juneau for the start of the session. Costello, an Anchorage Republican, instead appeared in Wasilla along with a small group of legislators who abided by Governor Mike Dunleavy's call for the legislature to convene there. The group did not meet quorum. Hoffman is the only Democrat in the majority and is the legislature's longest-serving member. Senate President Geisel also appointed Hoffman to fill Costello's seats on the Rules Committee and Committee on Committees. And finally, some climate news. People living in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta felt something unusual this past holiday weekend. A heat wave. Temperatures crept close to 90 in many parts of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, including Bethel. But a malfunctioning thermometer and not enough data could preclude this summer from making the record books. Cynthia Paniak lives in Chivec, and she says this is the hottest summer she can remember so far.
My temperature thermometer outside our house last night, it read close to 100. So it's like 90-something. But that was when the sun finally directly hit the thermometer.
It's the middle of fishing season, but Paniak is finding that the heat is making it hard to work.
So from 1 to 3 this morning, I smoked my fish.
Rick Toman is a climatologist. He's keeping tabs on the temperature spike in the YK Delta.
Some of the temperatures that we saw, I suspect, are at or near records.
But Bethel's airport thermometer stopped working last week, so it's unclear if temperatures climbed higher than 90 degrees, which would have broken the record set in Bethel back in 1920. Coastal villages like Quinnahock and Chivac did notch high temperatures as well. But Toman says that there's not enough data to see if the heat wave broke records there. And some of those communities only have been recording data since 2013. Back to Chivac, Paniak has dug out her fan and opened her windows to escape the heat. A friend from Colorado called as Alaska's heat wave makes national news.
She called earlier and said that asked about AC. I was like, we live in Alaska. We don't have AC like you.
The weather forecast says the heat wave is probably going to stay in western Alaska for two more days. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for news in Yukden coming up.